We're up to Daf Nun. We're starting three lines from the bottom of Tesam at the base. So we saw Machlaikis Benegeya the Din of Aino, the Aino, which is a Shtus. So we saw Machlaikis Rav Shmuel. Is it a Shtus, Dafke a Shtus of the Mekach? In other words, you either overpaid or underpaid a sixth of the true value of the Mekach. That's for sure. Lekula Alma, that's considered Aino. Question is, Shmuel says, not only in that case, but even if Klapa the Mekach, it was maybe a fifth or a seventh, which is more or less than a shtus of the Mekach. But if the amount that was overpaid or underpaid is a sixth of the sum that you actually paid, that's also considered shtus, and that's when it's applicable to din of shtus kano machzer eino. So the Gemara Tanya Kavasei the Shmuel, that shtus mois nami shaninu, not only shtus Mekach. Shtetin the Braise, mishahutul olov, Yodai al ha'alyoin. The one who the oino is on him, in other words, the one that was nesane, he is yodai al ha'alyoin. Which means, the tan of this braisa holds, not the way we learn the halacha. We learn the halacha, the din of oino shtus, is that you can't back out of the mekach. The mekach is kayim. However, you could demand to get back that shtus that you were either underpaid or the shtus that you overpaid. How long do you have to get it back? That was the Mishnah. You have a chiyare, the tagger, or the krayvah. However, the Tan of the Braisa holds that the one that was nesane, a shtus, he has two options. Either he could say, I'm not interested in going get it with the Mekach. I'm being mevatel the Mekach. I don't care if you pay me back the amount that I was nesane. I'm being mevatel the Mekach. Or he could say, I'll keep the Mekach. However, you have to reimburse me the amount I was nesane. But al kaponim, what's the case of the Braisa that's called oino shtus? Zog the Braisa, in a case where he sold a chayfetz that's worth five, and he sold it an extra, he sold it for vav. So how much extra of the mekach did he charge? A fifth of the mekach. But lemaisa, from the amount that he paid six, so a sixth of the payment was extra. So this is a shtus mois. Minisane, in this case, who was the one that was nesane? The lekeich overpaid. He overpaid a fifth of the Mekach, and a sixth of the payment was extra. So therefore, since he's the one that overpaid, Yad Lekeach Al Halyoin. What does it mean, Al Halyoin? That it's up to him. Ratza Oimer, he could tell the Meicher, tell me Ma'oisai, give me back all the money that I paid, and I'll give you back the Chayfetz, and the Mekach is bottle. Or, Oi, tell me Masha Inisani, I'll continue with the Mekach, but pay me back the amount that I overpaid. Another case, Mochaloi Shove Sheish Bechamish. He sold something which the Chayfetz was worth Sheish. And he only got for it, the Lekeich underpaid, he only paid Chamish. So this is a case where a sixth of the Mekach was underpaid because it's worth six and he only gave 5/6. So a sixth of the Mekach was underpaid. So Minisane, in this case, who was the one that was Nisane? Meicher, because he lost a sixth of what he should have gotten. So therefore, since he's the one that's nesane, yad meicher al halyoin, amel it's up to him. The ball is in his court. Rotsa oimer lo tell me mikri. He could tell the lekeich, that's it. I'm interested in the mekach. Chayis, you underpaid a shtus. Give me back my chayfetz. I'll give you back your money. Or he could say, I'll go ahead with the mekach, but tell me, masha nisani, pay me that extra shtus that you underpaid. Upon him, we see in this brayse very clear that the din of shtus is sai shtus mekach. And say shtus mois and mele tarai to Shmuel shita. Zog the Gemara vayter iboyiluhu pachas mishtus l'rabon. According to the rabbon that say that the shir oino is shtus, and we say that pachas mishtus is a mechila. The mekach is kaim. You don't have to give back the pachas mishtus that you overpaid or underpaid. Feg the Gemara that din pachas mishtus l'rabon that there's a mechila la'alter have a mechila. Right after the Mekach. If afterwards Lekeich says, what do you mean? I overpaid Pachas Mishtus. I want to get back my money. It's too late. La'alter have a mechila, because derech ha'idim is, and Pachas Mishtus, people aren't makbid. And kachi derech Mekach memker. Sometimes you pay a little extra, sometimes you pay a little less, you pay a little bit more. As long as it's under a shtus, that's a derech to be moichel. So maybe even if right away he's teveyit, it's too late. There's a mechila automatically. Or, no. When do we say Pachas Mishtus? There's a mechila, that's dafke, b'chdei sheyar the tagger or the krayv. If enough time elapsed that he was able to show it to someone and he didn't complain, that's when there's a mechila. But less than that, There's no mechil yet. Zog the Gemara. Ve'im timtze loimar, that it has to be that it's a mechila la'alter. Because if you're going to tell me it's only mechila b'chdei she'ir, the tagra, the krayvoy, so ebazoy mai ikke ben shtos to pachas mishtos. Comes out, there's no nafkamini between shtos and pachas mishtos. The Mishnah says beferish, the dinah ino of shtos is only achir the tagger. But once time passed, achir the tagger, then he can't come back with tainus anymore. If you're telling me that by pachas mishtos, he's only moichel, it's only considered a mechila after this man of shiara the tagger, but before that, he can still get his money back. So meila, what's the nafkamini between shtos and pachas mishtos? So behechich, you have to say that by pachas mishtos, right away there's a mechila. Mashenkin b'shtos, up till the zman of year of the tagger, there's no mechila. So the more that's not a raya, because there is a nafkamina. Ikke, there is a chilek between. La'olam, I can tell you that pachas mishtos also, there's no mechila only after the zman of year of the tagger. I, what's the nafkamina between pachas mishtos and shtos? Ikke, the ilush shtos, in a case where the aino was a shear of shtos, and it didn't yet pass the zman of year of the tagger, so then, Yodoy al yoinet. We're going like the previous brayis that the Gemara just brought down. That not the by shtos the halacha isn't that mekach kaim just magzor no. The halacha is by shtos it's a brayer biad mishan asana to be either mevatel the mekach or demand back the shtos. So the ilu shtos in that case before there's a mechila before it's yara the tagger is yodoy of the nesan is al yoinet rotsa chayzer. It's biyodoy if he wants it could just be mevatel the whole mekach. Or Ratzah Koyne, Machzano, you say, I'm going to go ahead with the Mekach, but give me the amount that I was Nisan. The Ilu Pachas Mishtos is different, because Pachas Mishtos, even though there's no Mechila right away, but what that means is that right away, if he has a Tzviya, all he can taina is, I want my Einoa back, but he can't be Mevatel the Mekach. The Ilu Pachas Mishtos, Kone, the Mekach is a Mekach Kain. Just Machzano, no. If he didn't wait that year the Taga, we say Taga, there's no Mechila, and he can get back the Einoa. But he can't have an option of backing out of the Mekach. So there is a makom to say that Pachas Mishtos, the Mechila is not Miyad. And there's still an afkamina between Pachas Mishtos and Ashtos. So that's the shayla. Do you say by Pachas Mishtos, right away there's already a Mechila? Or no, the Mechila is only Achir the Tagger. My. Zog the Gemara Toshma. We saw in the Mishnah that Reb Tarfon came along and he said in Lud that the Shir of Einoa is not a shtos, the shear of Einoa is a shlish. In other words, the Meichim could sell it for a lot more money without getting involved in the problem of Einoa. Whereas according to the Chacham, once it hits a sixth, they sell it for more than the going price, a sixth and plus, you're already involving Dinei Einoa. Reb Tarfon says, no, up to a third, there's no issue of Einoa. So the Targi Lud were very happy. But afterwards, when Reb Tarfon said that this, that the Mishnah Tanakama said, that by Dinei Oino, they can only be Chayzer up to the Shir of Achiyar the Tagger, but more than that, they can't be Chayzer anymore. And Reb Tarfon extended that time, Kol Hayoim. So once the Tagger Lud heard that, they said, Meichel Toivis will go back to the Shita of the Chachamim, will rather have that the Zman Chazar is only Achiyar the Tagger, even though that'll involve Chiyuvi Oino once it reaches Shtus. So, Zog the Gemara, that all makes sense only if, according to one sheet, Toshma, Shaitan the Mishnah, Chazul the Divre Chacham, that the Bintagri Lod were Chazir and they named on the sheet of Chacham, they didn't want Reb Tarfon's Kula of Achlish because Reb Tarfon comes out a bigger Chumre since he gave them Zman Chazore Kolayoy. So, the Gemara, Sovrua, the Bnei Yeshiva, who are bringing this Raya, they held that Pachas Mishlish le Reb Tarfon, ke Pachas Mishtos le Rabban and Domi. The only machlekes Reb Tarfon and the Rabbanon is what is the Shir Einoa? According to the Rabbanon, the Shir Einoa is Shtos. And Reb Tarfon says, Ad Shlish, there's no Einoa. But whatever is Einoa to Reb Tarfon and whatever is Einoa to the Chachamim, Pachas from that Shir is the same. That the Pachas Mishtos, where we say there's a Mechila according to the Rabbanon, Hu Adin, Pachas Mishlish, the Reb Tarfon, there's a Mechila. And it's totally in whatever the Gidrei Mechila are by Pachas Mishtos. If you're going to say, like we said before, that Pachas Mishtos, according to the Rabbanon, there's no Mechila L'Alter. You have to wait till the end of the day before there's a Mechila. not, but you have to wait till Achir the Tagir before there's a Mechidr. Right away, if he wants to be Chayzer, even though it's Pachas Mishtos, he could be Chayzer. Once he reaches the Zman of Shir the Tagir and he wasn't Moiche, then he can't be Chayzer anymore. I mean, according to Reb Tarfon, up to a Shlish, Pachas Mishlish, he could be Chayzer Achir the Tagir. So it makes sense why the Tagir Lud were disappointed once Reb Tarfon extended the Zman Chazore Kol Hayoy. Why? Because originally they were very excited. That till now, once they sell for a shtus and over, they're running into Dinei Ainah. If it's a shtus, then the Lekeach has a brayer to mevatel the Mekach or to ask back for the Ainah. If it's Yesem shtus, there's a bitl Mekach. Now Reb Tarfon gave them leeway that as long as they make sure to be under a third, even if it's a lot more than a shtus, as long as it's under a third, there's no problem, there's no Ainah. So they're very excited. But once he said that the din of Chazor is more than Yir L'Tagir, the din of Chazor is Kol Hayoy, and we're learning now that in the din of Pachas Mishtos and Pachas Mishlish, there's no Mechidah L'Alter. There's a still, even Pachas Mishir Aino, there's a right of Chazor up till the Zman of either Yir L'Tagir or Kol Hayoy. So Ibazoi, now they're losing according to Reb Tarfon, because Bishlam, if they go with the Rabbanon and a Chanami, after the Zman of Yir the Tagir, if the person's not Moiche, they get to have the deal go through even though they charged more than a shtus. But Me'idachis, if the person wakes up and wants to get back his money, he can get back his money only up to the Zman of Yir the Tagir. Now, according to Reb Tarfon, he can get back his money the whole day. So even though on the Tzad that he doesn't come back and be Moiche, so they gained from Reb Tarfon, because according to Reb Tarfon, as long as it was under a shlish, if the person doesn't come back within the day, the deal goes through. But on the tzad that he does come back, that period is shortened. He doesn't have, that period is lengthened. He has the whole day to be mevatel. That they weren't interested. For them, it was more worth it to lock in the lekeach, that after this short period of Yir L'Tagir, it's a done deal, as opposed to Reb Tarfon, that it's not a done deal to the end of the day. That was worth it more than having the benefit that if the Zman passes, the deal goes through even Yoyser Mishtos up to Ashlish. Eli'i Amrit, Pachas Mishtos the Rabban al Alter Hava Mechila. But if you're going to go with the Tzad, that by Pachas Mishtos, it's a Mechila the Alter. It's a done deal. And Reb Tarfon, Nami the Alter Hava Mechila means that Pachas from a third is the Alter Mechila. So Ibazoya, my chazru. Why were they chazru when Reb Tarfon said the second din that he's extending the Zman Chazor at Yir the Tagir? Fakert, but the Reb Tarfon nichulu the tvei. It's a lot more worth it for them to go with Reb Tarfon. The my the Rabban kamashu leino. This that the Rabban hold leino from a shtus and on. The Reb Tarfon have a mechila. Reb Tarfon says up to a third, there's no problem. And that means that up to a third, there's mechila. So you're guaranteed that as long as you keep the price under a third, you got your money. Because it's not a no. And if it's not a no, it's pachas mashir a no. And pachas mashir a no is a mechila la'alter. So there's no loss. This that Reb Tarfon extended, it was machmer, and he extended the Zman Chazor, kadesh yire kol ayoyim, that's only negay in the shir shtus. But pachas mishtos is a mechila la'alter. So the Tagir Lud gained tremendously from Reb Tarfon. All they have to make sure now is to keep the price under a third, even though it's over a sixth. As long as it's under a third, they're guaranteed they get their money. Because it's Pachas Mechdei Shir Aino, and Pachas Mechdei Shir Aino is a Mechila La'alter. Whereas according to the Rabban, the second you go Shtos and over, you're subject now to Dina Aino. So why would they have been Chayzer back to the Chacham? Elamai is a Raya, like the Tzad, that Pachas Mishtos, and who had then Pachas Mishlish, there's no Mechila L'Alter. There's only Mechila after the Zman, according to the Chacham, after the Zman of Shir L'Tagir, and according to Reb Tarfon, after Kol Hayoyim. Memele, they weren't happy with Reb Tarfon. And for the Gemara, Mi Sabres Pachas Mishlish L'Reb Tarfon, Ke Pachas Mishtos L'Rabban and Domi, the Hanach of this Kasha that we asked, the Chayre, the Tagre Lut should have been very happy with Reb Tarfon. If you hold that Pachas Mishtos is a Mechila La'alter, they should have been very happy because Reb Tarfon just gave them up to a third, that as long as they keep it under a third, there's Mechila La'alter. So why weren't they continuously happy?
So the Gemara, Reb Tarfon never meant that Pachas Mishlish is the same as Pachas Mishtos L'Rabban. Pachas Mishtos L'Rabban, there's a Mechila, and could be there's a Mechila L'Alter. Pachas Mishlish is not the same thing as Pachas Mishtos. Reb Tarfon was just Mekel that he said that if it's Pachas Mishlish, it has the same din as shtus. So the Gemara, Misavris, Pachas Mishlish, Reb Tarfon, Pachas Mishtos, L'Rabban, and Domi, Loi. What they said was that Mishtos v'at Shlish, L'Reb Tarfon, is Kishtos Atzma, L'Rabban. Till Reb Tarfon came along, once you go over a shtus, now it's considered Yeser Mishtos, and Yeser Mishtos is Bitl Mekach, which means they could both be Chayzer. Any one of the two could be Chayzer, side the one that was in Sana, side the other one. If it's shtus, then the halach is the way we're going now, that the one that was Nisana has a brayer. Either he can force a bitl mekach, or he can say, I'm going ahead with the mekach, but give me back the ino. So Kum Terb Tarfon, he says that once you go over a shtus, up till a shlish, it doesn't have a din of yeser mishtus anymore, which is bitl mekach. It still stays in the gather of shtus. So whereas till now, the halacha would have been bitl mekach from either tzad, Reb Tarfon was Mekel, he said, no, it has din of Ishtus. The other tzad can't be Mevatel the Mekach. Only the one that was Nisane, he has a choice. Yadel Elyoin. Either you Mevatel the Mekach, or you give back the Oino. So Memele, it wasn't such a gracious simcha for the Tagre Lud. Now that Reb Tarfon came along and he extended the time of Chazara, Kol Ayoin. Because they weren't gaining anything now that up to a third, as long as they keep it under a third, they're good to go. No, there's no mechila under a third. Once you go shtus and over, there's no mechila anymore. It's subject to dina. No, all they were gaining is this mashahu that till now what was over a shtus is bitl mekach, and now it's not bitl mekach. It's only yadol yoyne. He can either ask for bitl mekach or ayno. So maybe when they come Reb Tarfon now and they extend that zman that he could back out with the yadol yoyne goes kol hayoyim, it was already not worth it for them. For the Gemara Yehochi, if you're telling me that Reb Tarfon's whole chiddush was that instead of bitl mekach, he's saying yodel yoyne, that's the whole nafka meaning, whether there's bitl mekach or yodel yoyne, but there's definitely a din of ayno once you get over ashtos, yehochi b'may samchum ikor. Even before he was chayzer from the extension period, giving him kol hayoyim, what was the grace of simcha? If the whole benefit of Reb Tarfon is just this little difference of bitl mekach versus yodel yoyne, what was the grace of simcha meikor? So if there was a simcha mikore, we could be poishit another shaila. Tifshit the bitl mekach l'rabbonon lo'ilam chayzer. We'll see later in the Gemara. The Gemara declares, what's the din of yoyser mishtos, of yoyser mechdei shirano? Till now we had a shaila, pachas mechdei shirano, is there a mechila l'alter, or only atshir l'tagr? Later the Gemara is a shaila, what's the din of yeser mishtos? Yeser mishtos, we say, bitl mekach. Is there a bitl mekach l'oilam, that anyone could be chayzer forever, or only up to the zman of Shir the Tagger, then there's a bitl mekach, whoever wants could be chayzer. But once the zman of Shir the Tagger passes and no one is mo'ir anything, then the mekach stays. So the chayr from the fact that the Tagger lud were samchum eikore, let's bring a raya tifshit, the bitl mekach l'rabbonon l'oilam chayzer. That according to the Rabbonon that hold that yeser mishtos, there's bitl mekach, it's bitl mekach l'oilam. So Ibazoi, the Kivan the Amalu Reb Tarfon, Havioino, Samchu. So now it makes sense what the original Samchu was. Because till now, before Reb Tarfon came along, once they're selling Yeser Mishtos, then the coin, then anybody could be Chayzer right away. Now Reb Tarfon came along and said no, that if it's Yeser Mishtos ad Shlish, it doesn't have a din of Yeser Mishirno, it has the din of Shirino, it has a din like a Shtos, which is what? That's kone umachzer oino, but only up to the zman of Shir the Tagger. But once the zman of Shir the Tagger passes and no one said anything, you're locked in. So they're very excited. Because till now, forever, lo'ilam chayzer. Now that it has a din of oino, not yesem chdei Shir oino, so you're locked in. They only could be chayzer up to a certain zman. So that's why they were b'sameich. And later, when Reb Tarfon extended the zman of chazor, ki omr luhu kol hayoyim chazru. So now they were already chayzer, they weren't interested in the stakon anymore. I frekt Rashi, they still should have been sameach, because before Reb Tarfon, once it's yoyser mishtos, anybody could be chayzer. Now that Reb Tarfon came along, they can't be chayzer forever. They can only be chayzer Kol hayoyim. And a chanami Reb Tarfon is extending the zman chazore from Achir the Targa to Kol hayoyim, but soif kol soif, he caps it by Kol hayoyim. So why wasn't that a simcha? So Rashi has two svaros. Rashi says, number one, that the difference between Lo'olam Chayzer and Shos Kol hayoyim is not such a great sahano. Because if someone has a whole day to think it over and back out, then it's very likely he's going to back out. That's a long period of time to back out. So Anachanami, at the end of the day, you can't back out anymore, versus according to the Rabban, Lo'olam Chayzer. But once you have a whole day to back out, that's not such a great sahano anymore. V'oidzok Rashi, that this is all Yoyser Mishtos. So in the Oino of Yoyser Mishtos, that's not such a Shchiach Dege Oino. What's more Shchiach is Oino of Shtos. And there, they're losing. Because till now, according to the Rabbanon, once the Shear of Yir L'Tagar passes, they're good to go. And now, Reb Tarfon was mafsed them that in the Shear Shtos, which is the more common Oino, they have Kol hayoyim. So that's why they were Chayzer. But Esau kedayitach de bitl mekach l'rabbanon b'chdei she'ir l'tagar l'kroivoi. If you're going to say that the din of yeser mishtos l'rabbanon, which is bitl mekach, is not bitl mekach l'oilam. It's not l'oilam chayzer. It's daime to'ino. Just like by no, the yodol yoin is only ad k'dei she'ir l'tagar. The bitl mekach, according to the rabbanon yeser mishtos, is also only b'chdei she'ir l'tagar l'kroivoi. Oy bazoi, b'may samch, what was the original grace of simcha?
Because the way we're saying now, Asai according to Reb Tarfon and Asai according to the Rabbonon, the Zman Chazor is Mugbul, Achiyar the Tagar. So what's the whole difference between Reb Tarfon and the Rabbon? According to the Rabbon, it has the din of Yoyser Mechdei Eino, and both of them could be Mevatel. According to Reb Tarfon, from Shtos Ad Shlish, it has a din of Kedei Eino, and only Mishnas An Yochel Achzer. That's the whole difference. If only one could be Chayzer, if two could be Chayzer, it's not such a big difference. There should be a Zagreis Simcha. So the Gemara, no, there is a Simcha. Somchu b'shtos atzma. This is that we were coming out at the end of the Gemara before, that when Reb Tarfon said, you have up to Shlish, and the Gemara said that Mishtos v'at Shlish l'Reb Tarfon k'shtos atzma l'Rabbonon domi, and it's subject to Ino, that's dafke yoyser Mishtos at Shlish. That's when Reb Tarfon held that Yoyser Mishtos Vat Shlish, according to the Rabbanon, it has din of Bitl Mekach, and according to Reb Tarfon, it has a din of Eino. However, Shtos itself, that Reb Tarfon Taka holds, has a din like Pachas Mishtos Elibe de Rabbon, where there's a Mechile. So Memele, in that case, there was a Grace of Simcha. The Targalud were very excited that till now, according to the Rabbanon, if there's a difference in the Mekach, the Mechir was Ma'ana de Lekeach Hashir of Shtos. The keich could be chayzer. Kolpon match yar the tagger. He could be chayzer, or ask back for the oino. But now the Reb Tarfon came along, and Tarfon said atshlish. So enachanami from yoyser mishtos atshlish, it's totally an oino. But shtos itself is like pachas mishtos alibe the rabban, where there's a mechile. So that's a grace of fridings. That if he's only ma'ane a shtos, he doesn't have to worry about it. Yana can never be chayzer because it's mechile. So the Gemara b'samchu b'shtos atzma the Reb Tarfon mechile l'rabban no ino. According to the Rabban, the shear of shtos, that's ino. According to Reb Tarfon, it's a mechile. There's no ino whatsoever. Enoch nami that when it comes to yoyser mishtos, there's not such a great difference. The only difference is whether both of them could be chayzer or one could be chayzer. But when it's shtos itself, there's a tremendous difference. According to Reb Tarfon, there's a mechile, and according to the Rabban, there's ino. However, after Reb Tarfon came and he said that the Shir Chazore is not only Achiyar L'Tagar, it's Kol Hayoyim, they weren't Sefridin anymore. Because in that case comes out that when it's Yoyser Mishtos, they're losing. Because according to the Rabban, Yoyser Mishtos is a Shir Oino, and they could be Chayzer only at Kadei Shiyar L'Tagar. Whereas according to Tarfon, they could be Chayzer Kol Hayoyim. So Enachanami, in the Shir of Shtos exactly, there comes out a benefit of Reb Tarfon. That according to Tarfon, there's a Mechil, and according to Rabban, not. But that's only a shtos exactly. If it's yoyser mishtos, Reb Tarfon comes out of chesaron, that he gives them more time to be chayzer. And pachas mishtos, there's no nafkamina. Both of them, there's mechile. So they would rather have the maila that by no yoyser mishtos, you should be capped not to be able to be chayzer kol hayoyim, that would be more rotzi for targalot. So maybe they went back to the shittas chacham. So the Gemara Yiboyelu. Till now we discussed shtos and we discussed pachas mishtos. Iboyelahu, what's with the din of yoyser mishtos with his bitl mekach? Bitl mekach l'rabbanon by yoyser mishtos lo'olam chayzer. that they could be chayzer because of the sainol la'olam, oydil mitzmugbul, but they shiara the tagra the kreva, it could be chayzer, but once it passes that zman, it can't be chayzer anymore. So the chayre, it has to be that by yasser mishtos, he could be chayzer la'olam. Because im tim tzalaymar, that he can only be chayzer, but they shiara the tagra the kreva, ma ikke ben shtos, li yasser ashtos. Sai shtos, and sai yasser al shtos, can only be chayzer, ad shiara the tagra, what would be the nafkamina? So the word, no. La'olam, I could tell you that Yaiser Mishtos, he can only be Chayzer at Kadesh Yar LeTager, but there's still a difference between Yaiser Mishtos and Shtos. The Ilu Shtos, Mishen Es Ane Chayzer. In the case of Shtos, only Mishen Es Ane could be Chayzer. The Ilu, in the case of Yeser Al Shtos, Shneim Chayzer. So there's still an Afkamina. So what's the halacha? Yaiser Mishtos, that we say that both of them could be Chayzer, is that La'olam, or only at Kadesh Yar LeTager? So the Gemara Toshma says in the Mishnah that after Tarfin raised the Shir Chazore from Yara the Tagger to Kol HaYoyim, so the Taggerlod weren't so excited anymore. Chazrulod the Rechacham, they took back the Chacham's sheet. Is Iyamet Bishloimet, that Bittel Mekach L'Rabbonon, is Begleshi Yara the Tagger their Krevet. Well, Reb Tarfin Kol HaYoyim, and according to Reb Tarfin, they could be Chazur Kol HaYoyim, Mishim Hochi Chazru, because Ibezoi Reb Tarfin causes them a Hefzit, because Alibet the Rabbonon, they can only be Chazur at Shir the Tagger, and Reb Tarfin says they can be Chazur Kol HaYoyim. Mikore, they were semeach, like the Gemara said before, in the case of Shtus itself. That by Shtus itself, Reb Tarfin came out of benefit. Because Shtus itself, Reb Tarfin held, that's like Pachas Mishtus the Rabbanon, where there's a Mechila, so there's no Eino whatsoever. Whereas according to the Rabbanon, Shtus itself has Eino. But now that you're telling me that Reb Tarfin's Chazor is Kol HaYoyim, so that's a bigger hefset for them in the case of Yeser Mishtus to have a Chazor Kol HaYoyim, then not shiyar the tagger. Eli'i amrit bitl mekach l'rabbonon lo'oilom chayzer, if the sheet of the rabbonon is that when tziyasr mishtos, there's a bitl mekach lo'oilom, amai chazru, why would they ever chayzer after Tarfin raised the shear from achiyar the tagger to kol ha'yoyim? Still, it should be but Reb Tarfin ichalu tvei. Reb Tarfin is a much better sheet for them. The kamashvi lu'ano kol yoyim v'sulay. All Reb Tarfin is causing them a hefsid is that they could be chayzer kol ha'yoyim, but according to the rabbanon, it's much worse. They could be chayzer la'olam. So avada, they would be more nichah with Reb Tarfin. If we're saying now that by yasser mishtos, according to the rabbanon, is a bitl mekach la'olam, and all Reb Tarfin did by yasser mishtos, he gave it a din of eino, and he was talking machmer that his din of eino is longer than the rabbanon din of eino. The rabbanon din of eino, it could be chayzer only ad shiar the tagger, and Reb Tarfin gives more zman. It could be chayzer kol ha'yoyim. But it's still better than being Chayzer La'olam. So why weren't they tzufidin with Reb Tarfin? Zog the Gemara, that's not a kasha, because bitl mekach le'shchiach. It's not so shchiach that people should decide on the choice of bitl mekach rather than getting back the eino. And even if they do decide to do that, zog Rashi, v'chimikri v'havanami, but the ma'aseh, what's the other alternative? Reb Tarfin is saying they have a whole day to be Chayzer. So most people that are going to be chayzer, bitl mekach is not shchiach, but even if it is going to happen, most people are chayzer boi bayoyim. So therefore, there's no great gain of Reb Tarfin over the chacham. Because even if there's going to be a bitl mekach, it's going to happen that day, and according to Reb Tarfin, it can also happen that day. So Mamela, they went back to the sheet of the chacham. We said in the sheet of the chachamim, Reb Tarfin is weiter, a bigger kula for them, because in the case of shtus, we said, there according to the chacham, it has oino, and there could be chayzer koponim at shiar the tagger, whereas shtus itself, according to Reb Tarfin, has a din of mechilet. So Tarash, you know, at this point in the Gemara now, the Gemara is falling away from what we said originally. Originally we said that this is the Reb Tarfin, that Reb Tarfin says that from shtus at shlish has din oino, is from yoyser mishtus at shlish. But shtus itself is like pachas mechshtus, and there's no mechilet. So Rashi, now the Gemara is chayzer from that, because that's a big doichik. Reb Tarfin's lashon was from shtos at shlish. You want to say mishtos means yoyser mishtos? That's a big doichik. We only said that because we had no way to figure out what the simcha was mikare alibi the Reb Tarfin. But now, as a mele, we said the simcha mikare was in a case of shtos exactly, according to Reb Tarfin it's a mechila, and according to the Rabbanan it's no. But now that we're saying that in yoyser mishtos, there's a difference, because by yoyser mishtos we're saying according to the Rabbanan, it's bitl mekach la'olam, whereas according to Reb Tarfin, it's tali in dina yoyno. So Mela, we have already a grace of Simcha in the inner Tarif and Shita, that there's no Bittul Mekach La'ilam. So we could say La'ilam, but in the case of Shtus Atzma, Reb Tarfon is also made that it's Oino. And Mela, once Reb Tarfon came with his second Takon, and he said that you could be Chayzer by Oino ad Kol Ayoim, more than the Shia of Shiar the Tagar, so Mela, they weren't interested in Reb Tarfon's Shita anymore, because that made more Chesorim for them to lengthen the Zman Chazor Kol Ayoim versus Achiyar the Tagar. Zog the Gemara, what's the halacha l'maisa by all these cases? Omar Rav Hilchese Pachas Mishtus Nikne Mekach. Zog Rashi Nikne Mekach la'alter. That if the Eino was Pachas Mishtus, then there's a Mechila, and even la'alter, there's a Mechila. He can't be Chayzer from the Mekach, and he doesn't get back the Eino. Yoyser al Shtus, Bittel Mekach. Either one of the two, side the Meicher, side the Lekeach, could be Chayzer. Shtus, if the Eino is exactly a Shtus, the Loch is Kone, neither of them could back out from the Mekach. However, Machzer Eino, whoever was fooled, has to give back, has to get back the Eino that he was fooled. So the Psak of Rav is that by Shtus, you don't give an option if the Nisana wants to be Chayzer, could be Chayzer. Not like we saw in the Braise before and like the Mishnah on the next Amid, but rather, there's only one option. The Mekach is Kayim, but you can demand back the Eino. V'zeh, both the case of Shtus, that we say Machzer Eino, and Yesra Shtus, that we say Mekach Batel, is Dafka up to the Zman, B'chdei Sheyir, the Tagar, the Kroive. But once he had enough time to show it to a Tagar, a Korev, then there's a Mechile, and then there's no Bittel Mekach by Yesra Mishtus, and there's no Chazor Eino by Shtus. Tanya Kavasei the Rav, Arai from the Braise, Eino Pochus Mishtus, Nikne Mekach. And you don't even get back the Eino. Yeser al Shtus, Bittel Mekach, Shtus Koine, Umachzer Eino, Divrei Reb Nosson. Reb Yehuda Anossi Yoimer, Yad Moicher Alal Yoiner. Reb Yehuda Anossi is arguing, and this is the Shita that we saw in the previous Braise and in the next Mishnah, that by the case of Shtus, there is also a right to back out from the Mekach, not for both. That's by Yeser al Shtus, they could both be Chayzer. By Shtus, Yad Moicher Alal Yoiner. If he wants, he could say, I was fooled, that's it, I'm being chayzer from the Mekach, give me back my chayfetz, I'll give you back your money. Oi, I'll keep the Mekach, but tell me, mashani soni, give me back what you ripped me off. Now, the Lashon HaGemara over here in Rebbe Yehuda Anossi is Yad Moicher Al Yoinah, Dr. Ashi, but the same thing would be that Yad Lekeach Al Yoinah in the case when it was Nisan Al Lekeach. V'zeh, say the case of Shtus, that Yad Meichel Yoine, inside the case of Yesem Yishtus, that Mekach Batul is B'chdei Sheyir Yara the Tagir or the Kroiva. So the difference between these Shitta Reb Nosson and Reb Yehuda Anossi is one Nafkamina. In the case of Shtus, Reb Nosson's Shitta is that Shtus Koine, just as Machzor Eino. Reb Yehuda Anossi's Shitta is that Yad Mishenesane Alal Yoine. Zog the Gemara Toshma. Again, we saw in the Mishnah that after Reb Tarfon said his second memory that the Zman Chazor is Kol Ayoim, Chozru the Divrei Chacham. So now the Tagrilud, we're chayzer back to the Shita of the Chacham, that the Shira of Eino is Shtus and not Shlish. So Iyamet b'shloimet, that in the case of Yeser Mishtus, Bittel Mekach l'Rabbonon, is b'chdei Sheyar the Tagrilud k'roivoy, u'lir tarfei kol ayoyim, that in the case of Bittel Mekach, the Haino Yeser Mishtus, the Rabbonon hold, it's not indefinitely. It's only Bittel Mekach, ad k'dei Sheyar the Tagr, but after k'dei Sheyar the Tagr, they can't be chayzer. And Reb Tarfon holds that the Shira is longer, Kol Ayoim. So now I can understand, Mishum Hochi Chozru, that's why it wasn't Kedai to go with Reb Tarfon's Shita. What was originally the benefit of going with Reb Tarfon's Shita? The original gain of Reb Tarfon was, like the Gemara said before, that in the case of Shtus, we understood that according to Reb Tarfon, Shtus itself has a din of Pachas Mechdei Eino, and Memele, there's a Mechila La'alter. So by case of Shtus, Reb Tarfon is a grain to Fardins, that they can't come back. Whereas according to the Rabbonim, B'Shtus, they could, Diodal Al Yoine, Mishenesana could be Chayzer, Akoponim, Achiyar the Tagr. So Memele, they were very happy with Reb Tarfon. But now that we went back, and now the Reb Tarfon said his second din, that the din of Chazore is only, is not only at Kadesh Yar the Tagr, it's even Kol Hayoim. So comes out, B'Yesr al Shtus, Reb Tarfon is a loss for them. Because B'Yesr al Shtus, according to the Rabbonon, Yenna could be Chayzer only at Shiyar the Tagr. According to Reb Tarfon, it could be chayzer kolayoyim, and that's a bigger hefsid than the gain that they have b'shtus. Because the whole gain of Reb Tarfon is limited to the case of b'shtus, but more or less than a shtus Reb Tarfon isn't a gain. So mameila they were chayzer. Eli'i amrit bitul mekach l'rabbanan lo'olam chayzer. If the shita of bitul mekach according to the rabbanan is that shneim chayzerim lo'olam, they're not limited. So ibazoi amai chazer. Why after Reb Tarfon said that the shir chazore goes kol hayoyim, did they go back to the chachamim? It should still be by the Reb Tarfon ichlu tvei. They still should have been a lot more happy with Reb Tarfon's shita. The kamash v'duayno kol hayoyim v'suloi. Reb Tarfon taka says they have kol hayoyim. But that's it, not more than kol hayoyim. According to the Rabbanu, when it's yasir mishtos, lo ilam vod, they could be chayzer. So they're much better off with Reb Tarfon that limits the shir chazore to kol hayoyim. Rashi adds that according to this tzad in the Gemara, that alibi de rabbon yoyser mishtos, their chayzer lo ilam, so you're not forced to say what we said originally. Originally we said that this that Reb Tarfon says from shtos at shlish, has the din of oino l'rabbonon, that's only miyeser mishtos atshlish. But shtos itself, Reb Tarfon holds, is pachas mechdei oino, and there's a mechila l'alter. The only reason we have to say that as a shtikl doichik in the lashon of Reb Tarfon, the only reason we said that was because otherwise we couldn't figure out what was the simcha gedoyle of Reb Tarfon's shita. So we said the simcha was that in pachas mishtos, Reb Tarfon says it's a mechila, whereas according to the rabbonon, there's a din of oino. But now we have a different pshat what the simcha was. The simcha was by yeser mishtos, because by yeser mishtos, according to the rabbanon, lo oilam chayzer. According to Reb Tarfon, it's not lo oilam chayzer. It's only ad kol hayoyim v'suloi. So meila zok Rashi, in this shlav in the Gemara, we can be chayzer from what we said and say that according to Reb Tarfon, pachas mishtos, there is no mechila. Sorry, shtos itself, there is no mechila. From shtos all the way up to shlish, there's no mechila. According to Reb Tarfon, it has the din of oino. And you could be chayzer. Originally we thought you can be chayzer only achiyar the tager, and came Reb Tarfon and it was Moisef the second chiddush of his that you could be chayzer kol hayoyim. So Meir the Gemara now is asking that even after he said they can be chayzer kol hayoyim, it should still be kedai to go with Reb Tarfon because there's a tremendous gain by yeser al shtus. Whereas according to the Rabbanu lo'olam chayzer, according to Reb Tarfon it's limited kol hayoyim v'suloi. And for the Gemara, Bitul mekach leshchiach. The only malusa that you're telling me we should go with Reb Tarfon is because yasir mishtos, which is bitul mekach. Bitul mekach leshchiach. It's not shchiach to have the shira, you know, of bitul mekach the hainu yasir mishtos. It doesn't usually happen. Shtos is a lot more common than yasir mishtos. So true, but yasir mishtos Reb Tarfon comes out a big mile. But it's not such a shchiach digi case. Shtos is the shchiach digi case. And even Lu Yitzur Zok Rashi, it happens that it's yasir mishtos. It's still not such a great nafkamina. Because Enochanami, according to the Rabbanon, they can always be chayzer. But the Mais, according to the Tarfon, they could be chayzer a whole day. Most people who are chayzer b'yoyim hamekach. So there's not much of a difference, Dr. Ashi. So Mamele, hayoyis yoyisim mishtos is not so shchiach. What's more shchiach is a shtos. And b'shtos, Reb Tarfon comes out a chumre, because Reb Tarfon says that you can only be that you can be chayzer kol hayoyim, and the rabbanon say you can only be chayzer al shiyar the tager. So therefore, they went with the rabbanon. Fifth is the gemara halacha lemaise. How do we pass him in again? No, amar rav v'hilchase. If it's pachas mishtos, nikne mekach. And Rashi says nikne mekach. He means to pass him la'alter. Right away, there's automatically a mechila. If it's yoyser al shtos, there's a bitl mekach. If it's exactly a shtos, kone umachzer oino. As opposed to the shita we saw till now, that Yodel El Yoyne and Mishin Asana Yachal Achzer, Rabbi says no, nobody could be Chayzer, it's only Machzer Eino. V'zeh v'zeh, Sai Shtus of the Chazor Yosei Eino, and Sai Yeser Al Shtus, the Bitl Mekach is only limited. It's up to B'chdei Sheyar the Tagger, or the Kroyve, not more. Tanya Kavos Adi Rabbi, Shet Klorl in the Braise, like Rabbi, Eino Apochus Mishtus, Nikne Mekach, it's Nikne Mekach La'alter, there's a Mechile, Yeser Al Shtus, there's a Bitl Mekach, Shtus, it's koine, but it's machzer oino. Divrei Reb Nosson. Reb Yehuda Nosson Yoimer. That's the shita that we saw before in the Braise, and we'll see in the next Amid in the Mishnah, that in the case of shtus, the mekach is not kayim regardless. It's yad moicher al yoine. The Gemara chaps on yad moicher because Rashi says we're going in a case when the moicher was nesana. But who had then, if it was lekeach who was nesana, we would say yad lekeach al yoine. That what does that mean al yoine?
that it's up to him. Right, so he wants to be involved in the Mekach, he could be Chayzer. He could say, tell me, Mikhi, give me back the Chayfetz, I'll give you back the money. Or he can say, let's keep the Mekach, but give me back the money, you rip me off. Or tell me, Mashani Sani. However, Zevazeh, both the case of Shtus and the case of Yeser al Shtus, the Shir Chazari is only because they Shiyar the Tagar, the Krevoi, and not more.